Hello and welcome to our new episode of Toonami Therapy. It is January 9th. We're recording a little early this week. I'm Michael.
I'm Tommy.
And here we are to go through the stuff that aired on Toonami. Well, some of the stuff, and then a bunch of stuff that didn't air on it at all, as is our usual charm. All right. So, okay, so I guess we'll go through it. They rearranged the order a bit, so still not much to say about Dragon Ball Super, which you didn't watch anyway, but Boruto.
Did you watch it?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Okay, why don't you just tell what your thoughts were about
it? Oh, it was okay. It was just more of, hey, we're preparing for the tournament. Oh, Boo's, like, asleep. That's bad. What are we going to do? And Goku, like, suggests, hey, let's get Frieza! And that's the big cliffhanger, so.
Yeah, I did see the last couple of seconds of it, and it was Frieza all locked up in that pink world.
Yeah, so. So, yeah, I know the Grand Tournament does start, like, a few episodes later. So I'm like, okay, finally, the arc that everyone says, this is why you should actually watch this show. And we're only 90-some episodes into it.
Wow, 90.
Yeah, this was episode 92. let me just double check. Yeah, that's 92. All right. Then it's Boruto episode 12. I'll be honest, I can barely remember anything about this episode. They put them into groups of three, and there's stuff about Boruto and Naruto. And then Mitsuki says, hey, I think I know who's behind the ghosts. And that's all I got.
Yeah, well, that's actually more than me, because all I got was that Boruto was whining about his dad, and his dad's never there for them, and blah, blah, blah. And then Mitsuki makes that big revelation, and that's pretty much all I got out of this episode.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Sorry, what?
I'm kind of getting sick of Boruto.
This whole, like, first season, I think, is filler. I don't think they get to, like, actual adapting of stuff until, like, the second season.
Really?
Yeah, I think. I can't remember when it starts. I just know that the beginning stuff is all just, like, well, it's, I don't know if it's necessarily filler. It's just, hey, this is the stuff that happened before the stuff that actually matters.
Okay.
Okay, so, then we'll be getting, on to, yes, My Hero Academia episode 31. So the bad guys are defeated, except all the attention goes to the hero killer guy instead of the other villain guys who are all kind of annoyed by that. But, anyway, so the main characters guys are, like, you know, recovering and stuff. And then the police guy comes in who has a dog's head for some reason.
Yeah.
Although, like, the principal of the school is, like, a mouse, so.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are those, like, animal? Are they animals that have quirks that make them human? Or are they humans that have a quirk that, like, makes their head like that?
Did you notice that he would say, like, he would end all his sentences with, roof.
Yeah, I saw the woof. Anyway,
yeah,
so
that was
then,
pretty fun. Yeah.
So then he says something that's actually recently become something that really annoys me. It's when a character says something and everyone reacts like with shock and stuff, and then he goes on to say something that completely negates what he just said.
What do you mean?
Well, he's like saying, oh, well, you aren't licensed heroes, so you using your powers and stuff was all illegal and stuff, and you're going to be in trouble. And then, like, everyone's like, what? That's not fair. He says, or we could just let Say Endeavor did it and you'll be fine. it's exactly like that thing I complained about way back in Tokyo Ghoul, where the guy goes, we can't rescue him. And I was like, what? He's like, well, we just can't rescue him unless we do the proper preparations first. And that's just what they did here. And it's just a sort of, it's just something, it's a way that no one ever actually talks.
Right, yeah.
Unless you're deliberately just trying to screw around with someone, which maybe that was the case. Maybe he's just like, well, I don't like these kids, so I'm just going to screw around with their heads a little. Why not? Woof. Okay. So anyway, so that happens. They're like, okay, sure, Endeavor will get all the credit, and this will just kind of be swept under the radar. Everyone else finishes with their hero internship stuff. And, but because of all that stuff with the stain, the guys are like, now, you know, I don't know, inspiring other villains and stuff.
And oh, get this. That dog character is inspired by Scruff McGruff.
That, in retrospect, it's actually really obvious, and I should have realized that. Although, that surprises me. Is Scruff McGruff something in Japan?
Huh. Oh, might be inspired. Might. Be
oh,
inspired.
Might. Oh,
might.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Might be maybe not. I read that wrong. I thought it said he was inspired by.
Oh, okay. Because I was thinking it might have been because in this one season of Super Sentai, there was like the sort of when they were like all like these sort of space patrol people in that season, the sort of space police, or I can't remember, I didn't see it. I just read about it. Like the kind of guy in charge of their organization was like this sort of big guy with a dog head because he was an alien or something. I was like, oh, maybe it came from that, or maybe they just maybe the author just likes dogs.
Mm.
You know, kind of the opposite of JoJo. Yeah. I don't really think I have too much to really say about this otherwise.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of boring this episode. Aside from the dog, I just, yeah, one of the problems I have with it is that it just seems like it takes itself too seriously. Of course, someone got mad at me for saying that on Twitter and said, well, you'll like the next episode because it's filler. So I'm going to get what I wish for then.
I mean, I do know this season will have what I think was the best moment of the manga series. So there'll at least be, so that, but I don't know exactly when it happens in this season. I think it's towards the end, but that's something. I know it's at least going to get more interesting than this episode.
Okay.
Then we'll go through Mob Psycho 100 quick, episode 8. Let's see, Mob and his brother, like, who have met, end up sort of fighting and stuff. And, actually, I can't really remember much other than that, other than the fact that, well, I did think this was actually one of the better episodes of it so far.
Yeah, I don't have much to say about it.
Okay. All right, so, next up, Megalobox, episode, 3. So they're trying to get into the Megalobox sort of rankings and get to the top and stuff. So they're trying to get the necessary gear and stuff for it. And then they end up with the getting kind of strung along with the wacky misadventures of a bunch of kids. which actually I didn't mind it. I thought it was interesting. But the big thing is that their previous gear doesn't work, so they get some new gear thanks to the kids, but then that gets broken anyway. Although he does beat the enemy guy without gear, which that was kind of cool. And then, like, the manager guy is like, well, I figured out what I'm going to do, and, I have no idea what it is, because that's the cliffhanger ending, I guess.
Yeah, I didn't like the whole thing with the kids getting involved. I was actually enjoying where the series was going, you know, pretty dark and, you know, all adults, you know, that kind of stuff. And then you've had these meddling kids and
Well, I did like
I
the
just
one who's who has gone from Hunter Hunter's voice, like the main one. And I didn't even notice. It's annoying. I'm like, where's this voice from? Look up. Oh, it's Gon.
Yeah, I noticed that right away, actually. But it's just like, it seems like she plays every little boy in every show now. I mean, she showed up in My Hero Academia, or not mine. She showed up in JoJo, and she's like in everything now. And you know, her original role, of course, was Ryuko from Kill la Kill, which I really liked. I'm just getting kind of bored with all these characters having the same voice actress.
Yeah. I kind of like that guy because he at least seemed like he might have an interesting backstory, and he was at least relevant and helpful rather than just kind of being there, where the other kids did kind of feel like that. So I don't know. We'll see where it goes. I remember hearing that the show goes in a like. Someone, I don't know exactly what it was, but they say that it just, I heard that, like, I don't know, what did they say? I can't remember if they said in episode 4 or 5 or whether it was after that. I don't know. At some point, it just goes in this totally different direction than what you were expecting. So I don't know if that has to do with this.
Really?
That's what I heard, but I don't know any of the specifics about it. I just heard someone say that.
We could be in for weird.
Yeah, maybe it becomes a romantic comedy. Yeah, maybe Junk Dog, he gets himself a harem of sorts. I don't know. Okay, we'll get past that. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Diamond is Unbreakable, episode 17. We've got, sec, I normally have this stuff open. Okay, now I feel so stupid because I always like try to usually have the episode descriptions like open to refresh my memory of things. And so this one, I just absentmindedly just started writing the episode title, hit enter, and didn't actually notice that this whole time it had switched over to the Adult Swim page where I watched the episode. Which explained why there's some like noise that I muted. I was like, "Huh, why is the wiki advertising this stuff?" I don't know. I feel really dumb now, and it probably made more sense when I, just a weird thing your mind can do. Anyway, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, episode 17. So Rohan, that sort of manga artist, basically shows up and as has been the tendency for this series, once you beat up a guy, he becomes a good guy, apparently. And so he's basically trying to find his old house and enlist Koichi's help and just kind of drags him along into this alley that's not on the map. And then weird stuff starts happening and they can't find their way out. And Rohan does something, and I'm so glad he does it. He's like, weird stuff is happening. It might be a stand. Thank you for realizing that when weird stuff is happening, it might be a stand. Like, the whole last season, every episode was like, why aren't you expecting this is a stand?
Mm-hmm.
So I like the fact this one, people are actually more willing to go for that. Anyway, so they, so let's see how to, describe this. So they end up, meeting this girl and, to skip through some, stuff, she and her dog are actually ghosts that were killed by some serial killer in, and I, I don't know. That story, the way she died, that story. Have you heard that before? Because I totally heard that as an urban legend. The whole thing about, you know, about like someone having like putting their dog under their bed, usually licking their fingers, and then they do that, and then they realize it's not the dog; it's some like crazy person who's going to try to kill them.
Nope, never heard.
I did. Before. I heard a variation, and so I was like, "Oh, so did that come from this? Is this based on that, or I don't know? I'm babbling at this point." So basically, we find out that there's some whoever killed them is apparently a serial killer that just kind of been making a bunch of people in the town vanish over time. So it's up to she's like, "Hey guys, why don't you go and try to find the guy?" And they're like, "Okay." Although Rohan's only interested because he thinks it might be inspiration for a manga. Anyway, and then they leave. Although, you know, without first the whole thing about them having to get out and not, you know, you can't look back or else they'll, the ghost will grab you and drag you in away or something. And, well, yeah, that was kind of the episode, although we do, at the end, see the guy who is presumably the serial killer.
Yeah, how can I be nice about it? I just did not enjoy this episode at all. And I kind of lost interest in it. I guess the problem for me is that we are here like 20 episodes or so into this part of JoJo, and we still don't have any direction. We just have these
wasn't this
random...
whole episode about providing direction, you know, saying, okay, here's the threat. This is what we have to try to figure out and deal with later in the future.
Well, I didn't take it as that. I just thought that this was just another one of these random stands that they have to fight. I mean, if this is the main storyline, it wasn't a very good one because it didn't really it didn't really bring me in, you know. I was kind of bored by it and kind of tuned out by the end of it. I just I expected that if something like that was happening, they would have Josuke and Jotaro and everyone involved in it. But for me, it just seemed to me like, and maybe I'm wrong, but it seemed to me like this was just, okay, the manga artist got the map and strange things were happening and all that.
Oh, well, I mean, it also went into like sort of his backstory, like finding out that when he was young, he was actually like the survivor of that, like of all those people being killed. But he just didn't remember it because he was so young at the time that was mentioned. Or was that the point where you weren't really paying attention?
Probably. Yeah. Oh,
okay. I mean, it did sort of set up more stuff towards the end and, things. I mean, I think it's still a few episodes until we really get into like the main plot, but this is still, you know, actually getting more into it. I don't know. It's a weird episode for me because it's one of those things where I kind of say, well, there wasn't really like the usual stuff. There wasn't a stand battle or anything, but I still found it interesting and entertaining. And also, time for another. Wow, this person's voicing that. So I'm listening. So the manga artist Rohan Kijibe, do you know who he's voiced by?
No,
I didn't recognize it. I mean, I only sort of like, it seems a little familiar because it's not the voice he seems to always do. That's Vic Mignogna.
Oh, really? I was thinking it was Johnny Young Boss. I knew I'd heard it before, but. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah, it's so many characters, he just like apparently like just keeps being told to do the same voice, but it's different here. So yeah, and he doesn't do that much voice acting anymore. So, you know, it was interesting. Oh, wow, that's Vic Mignogna.
Yeah. The voice actress who played the girl, she's like a JoJo super fan. So she likes the cosplay as JoJo characters. So for her, it was like a big moment that she got to finally play someone in JoJo. Her name's Kira Buckland. Her most famous role was Kamiki from Blue Exorcist. But she's like a really big JoJo fan. So she's really hoping that she gets to play a certain character who may or may not ever get into the anime.
Do you know what character? Or oh, wait, are you talking about Jolene?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I was trying to figure out if you're talking about someone from this part, but as you said, might not be in the anime. We're like, yeah, okay.
Well, I'm just saying it is. I don't think it's animated yet, is
no,
it?
No, right now, part 5 is airing in Japan. I assume we'll get to that when we're done with part 4 here in the U.S. There's been no announcement of part 6 yet, so we don't know if they will or won't, because, again, we're not even through part 5.
Yeah. I don't want to be too negative. I just think that this episode didn't work too well for me because it made me think that we were having another Killing Rats episode. And so I kind of tuned out, and then I kind of didn't pay enough attention whenever some of the more important stuff was happening. But the fortunate thing about JoJo is that, like, I did the same thing back whenever Kakyo and Polnareff joined up, because I was like, who are these guys? They're never going to do anything. And then, of course, they joined the crew. So I caught on pretty well after that. So I think it'll be okay.
Okay, yeah. I did want to mention the part where it mentions where when you walk out, you can't look behind you, or else you get like base, or else like they just grab you and sort of suck you like ghost grab you. That actually is an important thing later on. I know that much. It comes up again. So just wanted to guess I'll say that. After that, well, I can't really say anything about Black Clover because I didn't get a chance to watch it, because I realized like last minute that we were recording today, so I had to marathon 5 different shows, so I didn't get a chance to see.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
That's
either.
That's fine.
So it's
okay. But we do have Hunter x Hunter episode 124.
Oh, yeah.
That's you.
Okay, I'm doing something here. All right. Let's see. So we reveal the good old Palm, and she is now transformed because she came out of that cocoon, and now she has fish scales. So which begs the question, like, did she allow herself to get, like, used by that Bezef character? And that's why she got turned into a cocoon and then popped out as a chimera ant type of thing. Then you've got this entire episode about Killua angsting about how he's going to go about revealing Palm to Gon, and because Gon can't take anymore. Like, what? I didn't get that at all. Like, Gon just can't take anymore.
Well, Gon's already kind of screwed up right now with what we've, like, with, you know, his weird obsession about, like, Pito and Kite. I think Killua's right on here that you don't want to, like, you know, mess him up any worse than he already is right now.
Oh, I know. I know he's messed up. I don't know. I don't understand what happened to Gon, because before this arc, he was like a really happy character, and it seems like his character has changed. But anyway, he fights with Palm and doesn't win, but then he kind of just like talks her into giving up, and then she goes back to being, well, she was like transformed, and then she goes back into being herself, even though she still has those fish scales, which are kind of creepy. But all that happened, and then you've got Poof trying to do something where he's trying to he is trying to create a new kingdom for himself and the king. So he's got some pretty evil aspirations, and ultimately it really feels to me like not much really happened in the episode. I mean, it just feels like they did a whole lot of talking without much really, you know, progressing. You know, what did you think of it?
Well, I'm glad you came up with more to say about it than I think I could have. It did really mostly feel like a waste of time. It's actually, in a few ways, it reminded me of the JoJo episode. It's like, oh, the characters, they meet, like, this kind of weird female, except I thought the JoJo one was a lot more interesting. But, I mean, maybe that's because I like JoJo a lot more than Hunter, but, like, I think even separating that, I thought that one was more interesting in that it seemed to do some stuff where it's like, hey, Palm, it's me, Killua, 18 minutes of not really anything important happening, and they're like, yeah, okay, I'm back to normal, I guess. Just kind of felt, just kind of felt a little pointless, I guess. Especially like all this, like, they've done so much setup for like, oh, everyone, Ikalgo and other people are trying to figure out what happened to Palm, and she's like, hey, I just guess I'm just kind of a little different now, and it's all resolved in one episode. Yeah. It's resolved in one episode that seems stretched out anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's Hunter. I guess we'll move on to our non-Toonami stuff. You're up again for Eye Shield 21, episode 115.
Oh, I'm up again. Wow. I'm doing a lot of work tonight. Let's see. This was a fantastic episode, in my opinion. We had the whole thing about, well, first it starts out with, so the other team, who's Shinryuji Nagas, they decide they're going to kick a field goal, so that gives them a 21-point lead. So now they need 3 touchdowns and 3 extra points to tie the game. So the first one they're going to try to get with Monta. And I love how they did this whole thing where they're going to do the Hail Mary. Now, if you know anything about football, you don't do a Hail Mary in like the third quarter. The Hail Mary is only at the end of a half. So why they're going for the Hail Mary at this point kind of boggles me, but Garuma turns it into a Hail Devil because he's Satan himself.
Yeah, you're like, just goes, devils don't need to ask God for help.
Yeah, so now he goes and throws the pass, and basically my brain is fried right now. Montauk catches it, and he gets a touchdown, so that makes it a 14-point game. And then you've got Senna getting injured, and he ends up hurting his knee. And then there's a big fight between Musasi and Hiruma, because Hiruma wants Senna to stay in the game, and Musasi doesn't want him to be in the game because he could permanently hurt himself, which now we're starting to see why it's a bad idea to only have 10 players on an 11-player team, because if one of them gets injured, you now have to come up with two people that never appear on the screen instead of just one. So, but Senna fights it out. He's going to keep on playing. And I forget where exactly the episode ends.
It's revealed that basically that thing that Hiruma and Musashi were basically just, you know, doing that to try to make to try to fool the Nagas, and they end up making basically going on a how do I explain that thing? Basically, they're able to intercept the Ed and, like, you know, go for and take the ball, and I can't remember, do they take it for a touchdown or do they just intercept it?
I think they just intercepted it. I'm not sure if they scored. Okay.
Well, in any case, they managed to do that by completely ignoring Agone and just focusing on everyone else. I think he just grabs the ball. That's where it ends. We don't see if he scores with it, but they managed to grab it. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. This was a this was a great episode. I liked the fact that all of the each individual touchdown has really felt like impactful, like they really worked for it, and they're like, yeah, they did it. And but more importantly, they feel unique is the thing. It doesn't feel like, oh, another touchdown. It's like, yeah, they got a touchdown using this in this different way. A very good episode. It's like, this is the kind of thing I wish I had been getting more of last year. I started mm-hmm. watching at like such a bad time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. After that, we've got all right, Yomushi Petal episode 21, which is almost entirely a flashback, in which the last Inter-High, where the guy who's the captain of their team Goat was up against some other guy who I think we're supposed to know, but I can't remember at all. And, you know, how the other guy sort of impulsively grabs him, which causes them both to sort of crash and, you know, them not to do so well and such. And then they're like, and then he's like, oh, well, I'm really sorry about that. And they're like, yeah, we are rivals now or something. The episode kind of felt like, it's like, okay, I guess this is an interesting information, but did you have to spend a whole episode on it?
This is really boring. And, I mean, this episode, yeah.
And there's another episode where that, yeah. I'm sorry, I'll let you talk.
I was just really bored by this episode, that it just seemed like, okay, it's a bunch of characters that we don't know and don't really care about and all this. And then we finally get to see the characters we know at the very end of the episode. And,
I'm sorry, I keep interrupting you, but because I keep thinking you're done and then you're not. But well, I agree it was boring. But the other problems I had is that this episode, kind of like I've been talking about how there always seem to be just kind of a few stupid things in an episode that bug me. Like this one. Okay, so they have the crash. Now, why does the guy's helmet, like, fall off? Like, I assume that's supposed to just be, like, for dramatic effect, but, like, the point of the bicycle helmets is they stay on when you get in a crash and protect you. Why does it fall off? That's not a good bicycle helmet. But that's a minor thing. It's more the fact, so he kind of, you know, grabs him and he's like, oh, whoops, I didn't mean to do that, I'm sorry, blah, blah. And so then they get out and he's like, well, just so you know, I will be withdrawing from the tournament. Like, it's not a matter of withdrawal. That should be a disqualification. And yeah. The guy doesn't, like, even tell them that the crash was that. He's like, oh, it was my fault, rather than saying, I was physically grabbed by another player and, you know, reporting it, like I assume you're supposed to do, to some one. I mean, it's just I don't know necessarily the rules of this tournament, but I did look up like it for like, you know, general cycling. It's like, yeah, if you do anything like that, that's a disqualification on the spot, essentially. So it was just so weird to like have it not be treated like that. But, yeah, so it's just stuff that just kind of felt a little dumb to me. Okay, so, we got that. Then it is time for, lastly, World Trigger Episode 12. All right, so, we end, so now that they've decided, you know, we're gonna become B-rank and get the team together and all that stuff, now we learn a little about how to do that. First, you enter as, like, C rank, then you just got to get to B rank, and then you do that. Then there's, like, the discussion, you know, of what they should have Chica do with the positions they mentioned being attacker, gunner, and sniper. And there's a weird thing here, because when explaining it, Shiori says that, she says, like, each team has one of each. And I'm like, no, they're not. That's not the case at all. There's like a team that's completely snipers. There's a team that's completely attackers. Like, was that like a mistranslation or what? Because what that is not the case. If it's a statement like that's like what a lot of teams do, sure, but that's not the case as we see later on. So, I don't know. So then they're like, okay, Chica becomes will become a sniper. Great. So then the other three guys, the three main sort of agents of Tamakoma get introduced. They're Konami, Reiji, and Kyosuke, whose name I think I could never remember until I finally looked it up and like, okay, Kyosuke, I will remember that is the name of the black-haired guy. Okay, because I could never remember his name otherwise. So they basically just kind of pair off to sort of do some kind of instruction for each of the for each of our main characters. And yeah, most of the episode is kind of about that, with some of our main Chica and Yuma showing how like promising they are, and Osamu kind of making you just feel, oh, poor Osamu. he just gets beaten up. And even at the end of the episode where someone's remarking, oh, they're so promising and stuff, you just see Osamu on the floor defeated. Poor Osamu. That's like this episode, basically. But then the big thing is that over at Border HQ, the away ship shows up and like, you know, the teams that were on the away mission are back, and that's the episode's conclusion.
Yeah, I really like this episode. I was a big fan of the whole Chica thing where she just keeps on shooting and shooting and shooting, and her Treon just doesn't go down. And then I love that new character.
Which one?
Now her name.
Yeah, Konami. Okay. That's who I guessed.
Yeah. I really liked her, and her whole fight with Yuma and how She beats Yuma 9 times out of 10, but she's really mad about that one loss. And I love Yuma. I mean, I really love that kid. I'm almost about to go gay just so I can have Yuma. I mean, I think I'm gay for Yuma. I'm serious. I love him. I just love him so much.
I should mention that the series has never made it clear, but since he's in a perpetually Treon body, I don't know if he actually has, like, any genitalia.
Yeah, I just love Yuma. He's just hilarious. And, of course, I'm joking around here, but seriously, I he's, like, one of my favorite characters now, so... yeah, I love this episode. I was like a big fan of it, and I don't know if it's better than ICO 21 yet, though, so we're gonna have to find out whenever we do our top three, right?
Yeah, I guess I'll say what mine were. For me, at least, the top was definitely Ice Shield 21. That was a lot of fun for me. In second place, and now I'm suddenly wondering, I know what my second and third are, but what order do I put them in? Okay, Ice Shield 21 is first place, then JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, and then World Trigger.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go World Trigger number one. I just, I really liked the whole Konami Yuga argument and how they're getting on each other. I hope they, hopefully they have more time to interact. I don't know. And I don't want to know yet because I don't want anything spoiled.
Okay.
My second place is ICO 21, obviously. Third place, I'm going to actually put Megalobox there. I liked it, aside from the fact that the kids are kind of getting, you know, too much focus. But aside from that, I thought it was a pretty good episode.
Yeah, that one... Yeah, it's been a good show so far. It's especially because... let's see, what have been all the recent new shows added? Because I'm trying to think, because I don't think there was a... there's Mob Psycho 100 and Boruto and... what came before that? I don't know. And Fooly Cooly. And I'm like, wow, yeah, it's been kind of a while since we had a new show that was actually pretty good. I'm really hoping...
Yeah, I agree.
I'm really hoping that Toonami will one of their next shows will be The Promised Neverland. Now that hasn't started airing in Japan yet, but it does really soon. So I'm hoping they do that. Assuming it's as good as the manga, in which case I thought it was good. That's going to be one of my predictions. That might be one of the next shows they add.
Okay. I wanted to point something out. Do you remember, like, it seems like a long time ago now, but they kept on saying Helsing Ultimate was coming to Toonami. And I'm like, when is that ever going to show up? Like, not that I'm dying to see it. I just remember they kept on saying, oh, Helsing Ultimate's coming to Toonami. And we kind of, a year went by and nothing happened. And, you know, we got... Pop Team Epic.
I thought they did air like not the series, like some like special movie or something for it.
Oh, really?
I thought they did something. I remember they aired something from Helsing. It might have been Ultimate. It might not have been Ultimate. I'm not sure. I think. Let me just look at the stuff. Oh, yeah, like, Helsing Ultimate is, like, weird. Like, all the episodes are, like, you know, like, 44 to, like, 53 minutes or something. So, It looks, when have they all aired in US? They aired yeah, like they aired I was this on to Nami, or maybe that's just when it was released. I don't know. I know they aired some amount of something that was Helsing. I don't know if it was Ultimate or just regular old Helsing or what the difference between those two even is. But I remember they aired something about that at some point. Not the most specific description, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so next week I'm going to make a prediction right now and say that I am going to be sick by this time next week. And here's the reason why, because I'm going on a con and I'm going to be sleeping in a room with a bunch of people I don't know. So that means I'm going to get sick. Because that's what always happens. And so I can almost guarantee you that come Monday night, I'm going to be emailing you saying I don't have the strength to watch anime. And then I'll end up forcing myself to do it. But yeah, I'm going to Ohio Con, and I was thinking that maybe I will have a preview post on my blog, which might also mean that we won't be able to get the podcast up on the blog by the weekend, but we'll at least have the podcast up. If so, if you're listening to this, you probably didn't get it through the blog. You probably got it just through the podcast site, and yeah, that's all I've got there.
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah, next week will hopefully be interesting. Yeah, I'm interested in in rewatching some of the stuff that's coming up in World Trigger. So, yeah. I don't really think I have anything to add to that then. So, as usual, we will see you next time.
Bye me.